also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 2025, with a real view of 27 degrees Celsius. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Zambia reports 374 cholera cases and 3 deaths since outbreak in August. Onza Laru demands 1.3 billion kwacha in unpaid benefits, threatens strike, and more than 40 dead after multi-vehicle crash in Uganda.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Zambia National Public Health Institute has revealed that the country has recorded a cumulative total of 374 cholera cases between 5th August and 19th October 2025, with 3 deaths reported, representing a case fatality rate of 0.8%. In a statement, ZNPHI Director of Public Health Policy, Diplomacy and Communications, Dr. Doreen Shimpela, said the outbreak, which began in Mpulungu District on 5th August, has largely affected Northern Province, which accounts for 365 cases. She said Muchinga Province has recorded 8 cases, while the Copper Belt has reported 1 case in Kitwe as of 19th October 2025. Dr. Shempela said in the past 24 hours, no new cases were reported in Imbala in Senga Hill, while Mpulungu recorded 2 and Nsama recorded 6 cases. She has added that the majority of cases involve fishermen, traders and farmers, highlighting the influence of mobility and inadequate water, sanitation and hygiene infrastructure in the spread of cholera among the affected communities. The University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union, UNZA LARU, has given the government an ultimatum to settle over 1.3 billion kwacha in terminal benefits by December 31st, 2025, warning that failure to do so may result in industrial action. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, UNZA LARU President Andrew Piri said the outstanding amount includes unpaid gratuities, pensions and statutory contributions dating back to 2016. He has accused the government of neglecting its funding responsibilities, forcing the university to operate under increasingly unbearable conditions.
Currently, UNZA owes both saving and retired employees approximately Zambian kwacha, 1.3 billion in terminal benefits alone. This disaggregated to 532 million kwacha under ZITI superannuation and 773 million in gratuities and pension. Some of these benefits date as far back as April 2016. So it's been a long 9 years at the barest minimum. Poor funding of the Investor of Zambia has not only negatively affected the fulfillment of contractual obligations, but also negatively affected infrastructure development.
And Mr. Piri has also disclosed that the High Education Loans and Scholarships Board owes the university approximately 100 million kwacha in unpaid tuition fees for government-sponsored students who have already completed their studies.
Another challenge is the late remittance of tuition fees by government-sponsored students through the Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board. As we speak, HELSB owes the institution close to 100 million kwacha in fees. As academic staff, we have successfully taught and assessed these students, and the academic year is coming to an end, yet their fees remain unpaid. This is also unacceptable. We urge the government to look into this situation with the urgency it deserves. This issue is further exacerbated by the government's continued practice of allowing self-sponsored students to sit for examinations when they have not paid even 50% of their fees.
Now, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 35 license applications and 15 construction permits across the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment pledge of 6.5 billion kwacha. In a statement, ERB Manager for Public Relations, Namukolo Kasumpa, said the approvals granted during the board's licensing committee meeting held on 15th October 2025 reflect sustained investor interest in Zambia's energy sector. Mrs. Kasumpa has highlighted that the steady growth in investments underscores the country's favorable regulatory environment and the ERB's ongoing efforts to streamline the approval process. She said of the 35 licenses approved, 15 are for the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 9 for the road transportation of petroleum products, and 4 for the distribution, import and export of petroleum products, among others. Ms. Kasumba has stated that 2 major construction permits were granted in the electricity and renewable energy sectors. In more news this afternoon, the Socialist Party says there is a backlash in the There's a backslide in the country's democratic growth under the UPND administration. Speaking when he featured on the Socialist Hour, Party President Fred Membe said Zambia is experiencing shrinking democratic space as opposition parties are increasingly restricted from holding public rallies. Dr. Membe has also expressed disappointment over the worsening living conditions in the country, stating that more Zambians are being pushed into poverty and that many are dissatisfied with the current economic situation. He has further noted that unity among opposition parties has been undermined by personal ambitions and individual interests, adding that lack of strategic alliances has weakened the opposition's collective impact.
Definitely there's a backsliding. There is a democratic backsliding. Things are not what they should be. Institutions that were made to serve all our people in all their diversities and complexities are now being run much more on a partisan line. They have become institutions for the UPND. They are under the control and direction of the UPND. They are at the service of the UPND, almost at the exclusion of all others. You can talk about the police. You can talk about the challenges with the judiciary. You can talk about the Electoral Commission of Zambia and so on.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The United Nations Development Programme Deputy Resident Representative Laurent Rudasingwa has reiterated that global climate finance remains significantly inadequate, with only about $2 trillion mobilized in 2024, less than half of the $4.3 trillion needed annually to achieve the Paris Agreement targets by 2030. Speaking on the second day of the high-level dialogue on climate finance and sustainable development goals, SDGs, in Lusaka, Mr. Rudasingwa has noted that adaptation funding remains critically underfunded. He has highlighted that developing countries, despite bearing the brunt of climate impacts, receive only 11% of total climate finance flows. Mr. Rudasingwa has emphasized that climate finance must be more accessible, inclusive, and aligned with national development priorities, adding that investing in women and youth is key to accelerating progress towards climate resilience and sustainable development.
Global climate finance reached an estimated $2 trillion in 2024, which is a historic high. But yet, it still falls short of $4.3 trillion needed annually, as was agreed during the Paris Agreement Summit, and the target is 2030, in 5 years. So we are still very close to reaching out what was agreed under the Paris Agreement.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To East Africa, 46 people have been killed after several vehicles crashed on a major highway in Uganda, the police say. The police revised down an earlier death toll of 63, saying they had mistakenly included victims who were unconscious and were now being treated. The Uganda Police Force said the crash occurred when two buses traveling in opposite directions met head-on while trying to overtake two other vehicles, a lorry and a car, on the Kampala-Gulu Highway at 15 minutes past midnight local time. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Peru's new president has declared a state of emergency in the capital, Lima, saying he's fighting against rising crime. The month-long emergency will entail suspension of constitutional rights, including free assembly. It follows youth-led anti-government protests.